message. It was a big deal. And we should celebrate that, shouldn't we? Amen? We should celebrate that at all times because the Lord's been good to you and He's been good to me. Amen. And so today, as we share with you today, we're going to share the word for a few moments, and then we want to partake of communion with you and pray for you today. So let's just take a minute here and talk about a few things. I always try to find some new things to share with you. You want to have good material for Christmas and Easter, or Resurrection Day. But Good Friday is special. We always like Good Friday and Christmas Eve because to me it's intimate and it's important. The Bible tells us over in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, it says, "For Christ also suffered once," one time. Everybody say one time. "He suffered once for my sins, for your sins." Woo! That's something to shout about, isn't it? Amen. He suffered once for you, for me. Why? He suffered the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring you and me to the Father. Jesus was the bridge. He covered the gap. If this was a great gap, His blood, His life, His death, His burial, and His resurrection made a bridge so that you could walk over and hold the Father. What a day of rejoicing it's going to be when we see Him face to face. Amen. Amen. You know, the blood of Jesus, it purges me of every defilement of the enemy. The blood of Jesus keeps and guards my mind day and night. That's why at night sometimes I'll plead the blood over myself. Amen. For youth camp, blood covered and blood bought. Amen. The blood of Jesus purges me of every defilement of the enemy. The blood of Jesus keeps and guards my mind day and night. The blood of Jesus, it prevents deception and aborts every attempt of the enemy to deceive me. The blood of Jesus is my divine covering and protection against all the fiery darts of the evil one. Amen. The blood of Jesus is alive. Everybody say the blood of Jesus is alive. It is. Amen. So full of life, so full of grace, it perfects that which concerneth me and you, reconciling everything in me to the perfect will of God every day and in every way. So read that verse with me right now. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring us to God. Amen. You know, the once and for all perfect sacrifice for sins, for the sins of all the world, Jesus did that for you and me. Amen. It's up to us to accept Him, right? To make Him Lord of our life. Amen. I got to know where I'm at here. Amen. Because I didn't mark this particular set of notes that I did last night when I sent it to myself. Amen. But the once and for all perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world, Jesus. He came not because we're good, but because He is good. Think about that. There was a time you weren't so pretty. You weren't so good. You weren't so perfect. You weren't so wonderful. But aren't you glad the one who was good, He came to make you good? Amen. He died the death that you deserved. He died the death that I deserved. He died the death that we all deserved, and paid the debt that all of us could never repay. Folks, that's why He came. That's why we call Friday Good Friday. And folks, I'm telling you right now, He is the good news. Amen. What person would willingly die to save their enemy? Because all of us were enemies of God. Until we made Him Lord of our life, we were apart from Him. Amen. We were apart from Him. What person would willingly die to save their enemy? Nobody but Jesus. He died knowing some would never accept the free gift of His salvation. And you know what? It cost Him dearly. He laid down His robe of glory, His righteousness. He laid it down so that one day you could say, "Yes, Lord," and pick up that robe of righteousness and put it on yourself. Amen. Nobody did that except Jesus. All the other deities that they claim to be deities that are buried in these tombs, their bones are still there. And they still go and bow before these heretics. But our Lord, He was raised from the dead. Nobody but nobody except Jesus paid the price so dearly so that you and I could receive freely the righteousness of God in Him. Amen. That's why all of us confess publicly, "I accept Him as my Lord. He is my salvation." Come on, shout, say that with me. My Jesus is my salvation. I am thankful. I am no longer an enemy of my God, but I love Him. Amen. John 15, verse 13 says, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends." No greater love. God loved you so much. You know, we poked fun. We made that t-shirt, "I'm walking in love, leave me alone." Out from that in Romans where it says, "Love does your neighbor no harm." It's good to wear that. It makes people look at you funny. And then you have to turn around and show them the back. But aren't you glad Jesus didn't look at you and say, "You know what, you're not worthy of me. Leave me alone." But boy, when you were at your worst, when life was leaving you hopeless, when you thought the end was there, when you thought nobody was there for you, guess who was? And when you heard the message of the gospel, you made Him Lord of your life. You asked Him into your heart, and it changed everything for you. You were once an enemy, but you were reconciled to God. Reconciled through the death of His Son. Much, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Romans 5:10 tells us that. Amen. His death certificate became my birth certificate. Can you say that with me? Jesus, your death certificate became my birth certificate. Say it again. Jesus, your death certificate became my birth certificate. Amen. Have you ever wondered what Jesus looked like? A lot of people have a lot of renditions. This picture here is a computerized image of the Shroud of Turin. And I got to tell you something. You know, you've heard me tell the story of when I left my body and I went to heaven. And I saw people with big ears coming down the street. Family members, big ears. And we saw somebody in the Southern Living magazine, the new edition of it. Melissa made the joke on our anniversary that you're older than the Southern Living magazine. I said, "Well, thanks a lot, darling." But then there was a guy in there, he's writing a new article, his name is James Farmer. I said, "Well, maybe some of my friends in high school will see it." And then she turned to the page and said, "My God, that guy's legs are taller than my body is." And you wonder, is this him? So I took this image and I ran it through an AI program that I have. I said, make him smile. And when I saw the, I asked it to colorize him, this is really who I saw come up to me on that street and tilt his head and smile and do this. Like, not yet. So I asked the program, I said, would you make it more like an iPhone taking a picture of somebody? Make it sharp. Make it look real. See, Jesus is warm. The man that walked out of the tomb, he now lives in you. But one day, and I don't think that's very long away or very far away, right? One day I think he'll come up to you and he'll come up to me with hands outstretched. And what a day of rejoicing that's going to be. You know, today we remember that one man paid the ultimate price for your freedom. His name is Jesus. Can you say that name? Jesus. I love hearing Bill and Gloria Gaither sing that song. But I love when she talks in between the verses. There's something about that name. But I love when she talks between the verses where she just says his name and pauses for more than a breath or two. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus paid for your freedom. That's why that song means so much to me. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and all of the burdens of my heart, they all rolled away. It was there, by faith, I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. There's a quote that I love to speak and say, whether it's on Resurrection Sunday or Good Friday, and I put it in the emails every year at this time because it means so much to me, and it really sums up what Jesus did for us. And y'all know I like coffee. And you ever got, what, you really, really? Offered to buy coffee, you know. But you, I love coffee, but I don't like it when I get down to the dregs. Do you? And the grounds are in the bottom of your cup. Somebody didn't put the filter in right. Or they put too much coffee in. But you get down to the dregs and it gets in your mouth and it gets in your teeth a little bit. It's like, whew, get the heebie-jeebies. Doesn't taste good. But you know what Jesus did for you? Jesus Christ took your cup of grief, your cup of the curse, and he pressed it to his lips and he drank it to its dregs and then filled it with his sweet, pardoning, sympathizing love, and he gave it back for you to drink and drink forever. That's what Jesus did for you. When your life was in the middle of the dregs, he took what was nasty, what was bad, and with his blood, he washed you white as snow. And I don't know about you, but today's a good day to stop for a minute, close your eyes, and take a deep, deep breath, and tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you for today, Lord. And close your eyes with me. Say it. Thank you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for giving me your sweet, your pardoning, your sympathizing love. Thank you that you made a way for me to live forever with you. He made this day a Good Friday for you and for me. You know, Jesus has given us all the expectation of hope, all the expectation that we need, for which the blueprint of our faith can grow and believe for miracles. He gave us that expectation of hope. And today we hold fast with unwavering confidence and the joy for the fulfillment of His promises for each of us. And I'm telling you something today. You should always believe that something wonderful is about to happen to you, because He paid a price so that you can expect that. The first two chapters in Ephesians, if you read it in the Amplified, Jesus did this. It even says these words, so that you can live the good life. My God, Jesus. He did that for you so that you could live the good life. It talks about where we read about He predestined these things for us. And it goes on, it says, so that you could live this good life. Paul had a revelation of that. Remember, he had a name change. He was riding to Tarsus, or riding to wherever he was going, I forgot, Damascus. And he had an experience, didn't he? Saul of Tarsus, why do you persecute me? But then he had a name change. Because Paul's the one that wrote, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Paul had a revelation of that. That's why he wrote in Ephesians to the church at Ephesus, these things have been done so that you can live a good life. Amen. Remember the scripture we started with? Jesus suffered once so that you could live a good life. Stop and think about that. Changes the way you speak, doesn't it? Changes the way your confession should be every day. Instead of your doubt and unbelief, you ought to be thanking Him and giving praise to Him and professing out loud, thank you, Lord, that you shed your blood so that I could live a good life. You shed your blood so that the curse could be broken off of my life. You shed your blood not only so the curse could be broken, but that means poverty, sickness, disease, and death was taken from me. That's why all we're going to do one day is just close our eyes. We're not dying. Your flesh may, but you're going to get that back too. Think about it. You got more to rejoice about than you got to whine about. The devil's the whiner. Don't be like him. The devil's the complainer. Don't be like him. The blood was more than enough. Amen. You should always believe that something wonderful is about to happen to you. So let me leave you with this quote. Is it on there? No, it's not. Listen real good. Jesus paid too high a price for our victory, for you and I to walk around whining and defeated. It's impossible. Listen to me. It is impossible when you get your mind off of yourself and think about what the Master paid for you. Amen. I know some folks get offended when I say something like that, but you need to grow up and take what belongs to you and be happy. Because His blood was so that you could live this life blessed, happy, and free. Think about all that He did for you. Get your mind off yourself. Think about what He did. I think as Oswald Chambers wrote these words in the book, My Utmost for His Highest, he says that praise and worship causes you to let go of your bankrupt self. And when you raise your hands and give in praise to the Master who delivered you, he goes on that it breaks self-centeredness. It destroys wrong egos and pride. And it places your eyes upon the One who delivered you from everything that was wrong, who made everything right. I'm paraphrasing the quote. But that's what Jesus did for you. He paid too high a price for your victory and for my victory, for you and I to walk around defeated and broken. Today's a good day to die for Jesus. You should say thank you for that. Because what He did was more than enough. Amen. Would you raise your hands towards heaven there? And just tell the Lord, thank you for saving you. I look around the church right now. I know everybody's born again, but oh, you got a lot to be thankful for, don't you? What He did for you was more than enough. So, so much more than enough. Can you imagine the words out of John the Baptist's mouth? Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away all the sins of the world. Say it like this with me. Behold the Lamb, the Lamb of God, who has taken away all my sins. I love you, Jesus, and I worship you right now. In Jesus' name. Pastor Matthew, would you come? Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Matthew's going to come and talk to you about communion, but partake of it.
Amen. Eric, I may have turned Chase's guitar off back there. Pastor James showed us a wonderful picture and talking about all the things that Jesus did for us, and we see that vivid reminder of who He was and what He looked like and that pretty smile He had on His face. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26, it says, on the same night the Lord Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread in His hands, and after giving thanks to God, He broke it and said, this is my body broken for you. Keep doing this so that you and all who come after will have a vivid reminder of me. And I love that in the voice translation where we have that vivid. He wants you to remember. Pastor James was showing us the picture of what He looked like, but he wants us to think about that and remember Him vividly. And after He had finished the dinner, He took the cup, and in the same way the cup of the new covenant executed in my blood. Excuse me, He said, this is the new cup of the new, this is the cup, excuse me, I'll get this out eventually. This cup is the new covenant executed in my blood. Keep doing this, and whenever you drink it, you and all who come after will have a vivid reminder of me. He said it again. He wants us to remember it and keep thinking and making it personal to us. And keep doing this, He said. And when you drink it, you and all who come after will have a vivid reminder of me. And every time you taste this bread and every time you place this cup to your mouth and drink, you are declaring the Lord's death, which is the ultimate expression of His faithfulness and love until He comes again. Amen. Amen. Eric, will you help Pastor James hand out the elements? Eric Richter. Oh, I'm sorry, Melissa. I'm sorry.
If y'all would, there's enough of us here. I think we can make a line across the front today. No. I didn't know how many we'd have. But come on up front if you can. And if some of you need to sit, just sit on the chairs in the front row. But if you can, stand right here in front of these chairs. And we want to serve you communion personally. And then I'm going to have Pastor Matthew pray over it. And we kind of minister to you as the Lord leads us. Amen.
While you're coming up, Jesus asked us to do this as a vivid reminder of Him.
If you would, just come all the way across.
He asked us to do this as a vivid reminder of Him producing power. That vivid reminder produces powerful feelings and strong, clear images in the mind. And Pastor James holding showing us the picture up here helps us produce that strong, clear images in our mind. And He died for us personally. He shed His blood for us personally. We've been forgiven personally. We've been made of a child of God personally. His Spirit has been sent to dwell in us. His body was broken for us. His healing and restoring power is available to us. Amen. Personally. And so as you hold these bread and the juice, which represents His blood, and it represents his body. Remember, He asked us to do it personally, and Pastor James showed us the picture of Him. Don't just take the bread and juice and eat it because you're hungry and this is what we do. This is something He personally asked us to do, to remember the price that was shed for Him, His broken body. He said, do this and remember all these things. I paid the price for you. You wouldn't go to Disney World and cry all day, and your parents are going to go, don't you understand the price I paid for you? And He's saying, don't you understand this price? Remember it personally. Remember, had you taken this bread and you break it in your fingers, my body was broken for you. My body was pierced for you. I shed my blood for you. Remember it personally. Amen. Amen. Hold that bread and that juice as you got it there, and let's pray together. Father, we just thank You. We thank You, Jesus, that our eternal life, our redemption, our salvation, our peace, our joy, our deliverance, our health, our healing, our financial prosperity, our victory and freedom were all made possible by Your death. And Father, we come to You in the name of, in Jesus' name, and we thank You, Jesus, for being our sacrificial lamb, for being the atonement and the redemption for the sins of all of us. In obedience to You, we observe this practice of communion, and we remember You. We've had this vivid reminder of what You paid for us, and we thank You. We thank You for this bread, which represents Your body that was broken, bruised, and led to death as a sacrifice for us. You took stripes on Your body so that we could receive healing. And as we eat this bread, we thank You. We thank You, Lord, for the health and the healing in our bodies. We thank You for the strength and the vitality. We thank You for the restoration and wholeness in our spirit. We thank You that our body works perfectly and is in agreement and in alignment with what Your Word says. And we say thank You. So go ahead and eat the bread. And Jesus, we thank You for this juice, which represents Your blood. You shed it for the remission of our sins. And Lord, we know this blood represents a new covenant, a better covenant, a covenant of redemption and grace. We thank You for redeeming us and receiving us as Your own children. And we examine our lives and ask You to forgive us for any sins and iniquity in our hearts. We thank You for all those sins. We ask that You forgive us, and we say thank You. Thank You for shedding Your blood so that we are saved, we are cleansed, we are ransomed, and we're going to heaven, and we say thank You. We thank You, Lord, that for this blood, and we thank you. Lord, go ahead and drink the blood. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your resurrection power is working in our lives today. And we do this and we keep this as our vivid reminder of you. In Jesus' name.
Right now, Lord, we speak a blessing over all these folks here right now. If you need healing in your body, just lift a hand towards heaven there and thank him that it's yours. If you need a touch from the Lord, just lift your hand. His anointing's here. Nobody has to touch you. His presence is here. His anointing is here. All you got to do is just receive what's been paid for. Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, any ailment in bodies, any pain, anything that could be wrong, we thank you, Lord, right now, we receive, I receive what you have paid for me. The stripes laid upon your back, you paid for my healing. I receive my healing right now. If there's something going on in your finances, I receive right now deliverance from this situation. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, Lord, you give whoever that is, Lord, creative ideas. As it says in Proverbs, witty inventions. Lord, to get what's needed so that the blessings flow. In Jesus' name. Somebody's believing for favor today with your employer. Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, the Word of God says you've been given favor. The Word of God says you have the favor of God. So right now, just lift your hand there and just thank the Lord. I have the favor of God. I am blessed of the Lord. I have favor with my employer. I have favor with my boss. I have favor with my clients. I'm blessed. I have the favor of God. I am not without. I am with. With the favor of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you came to give me life and to give me life more abundantly. And you did all these things so that I could walk, live, and breathe the good life. Lord, I just thank you for that right now. Oh, there's something about that name. Jesus. 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 Oh, just say it. Jesus. Jesus. We love you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you for making Friday good for each one of us. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen and amen. Well, did you have a good time today? We're 9 minutes before 1. So you got time to get back to work if you're not too far away.